You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls, sacred souls, to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here in the collective consciousness, and bringing your vibration and your energy to the show. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. It's really amazing to have you here in the Wisdom of the Ancients orb. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom, what was once known, knowledge that has been lost, something that we have to remember, re-remember over time. And the theme for this particular series is collapsing the illusion, peeling back the layers, finding our own true self, our own sovereign self. And so right now, we call them the ancient ones. We call them the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest for you. We have someone who I think many of you have either followed or heard before, but many of you might not have. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Christopher Macklin was born in Chelsea in the UK and has been very gifted from an early age. For the last several years, he has concentrated on divine healing, learned from divine knowledge from God and all that is holy. His healing technique is a unique approach combining God's angelic light beings and clearing of negative energies and entities. Christopher has worked with divine healing for 30 years. He is a Melchizedek being who has volunteered to come down to earth to teach and heal using Sananda energy from the ultimate dimension. He's able to help people with all types of diseases and imbalances. Christopher does not work alone. There are large numbers of God's angelic light beings channeled to work with him. He first works to balance the body's energy field by clearing chakra points and cleansing the body's meridian field by removing negative entities and energies. He then uses God's divine angelic beings to perform esoteric operations to replace damaged joints and diseased organs. God's angelic beings also reconstruct the damaged muscles and nerves. So welcome, Christopher. Welcome to the show.
Yay, thanks Ian, for having me. I'm really excited. It's
good.
Thanks for having me. It's wonderful.
Of
Thank
course.
You all for listening as well.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's excited. You're excited. I'm excited. The community's excited. It's going to be an amazing show. So let me tell everyone, Christopher, what you're going to be talking about. So Christopher's going to be talking about dissolving the enigma of spiritual healing. There's going to be a powerful divine healing and clearing on the call. So that's going to be something towards the end. It's going to be a Melchizedek energy clearing and activation. So that's very, very special. That's going to be something that we can look forward to a little bit later on the call. There's also going to be live questions. And so for those of you who know Christopher, you know that Christopher is extremely gifted. Of course, he's an instrument of the divine. And star 2 to raise your hand to ask a question. Star 2 to raise your hand or put your question in the webinar box, and you can put your name in there with your question, and we'll get to as many as we can. We'd like to do quite a few today, so I personally would like to do quite a few, and Christopher's also confided in me that he's happy to do quite a few Q&As and get a lot of people on the phone so we can serve as many of you as possible. So that's what we have lined up for you today. It's going to be an incredible show. Let me ask you, Christopher. You know, as I was reading your the introduction there and telling people about you, you know, I learned, and of course we knew this before, but learned that you are a Melchizedek being. And can you tell us about the Melchizedek beings?
Yeah, they live in the ultimate dimension. It's part of Cerebus Bay, which is connected to the Egyptian pyramids and different pyramids around the world. But, you know, Melchizedek beings have always come back. It's part of the Magi. And basically, you know, with down here to help, you know, we're star seeds like everybody else. But there's five of us here. And, you know, we've got particular jobs, like, you know, I'm one of the beings, apart from three, and there's three in total, who chair the Galactic Federation. So we go there periodically, either out of body or physically. It depends where the thing is. And, you know, we police what's going on down here because there's a lot of problems between violation and education, and it's a very close call, you know. So if you find a violation, it's important to get all the beings involved on the Federation to agree that, for example, if Zeta Greys are abducting you and stealing your body parts, that is a complete violation. If you come down here with the knowledge of entities and attachments and the cabal and things like this, then that's an education. You have to educate yourself and grow spiritually to get over that. So, but it is a close call, and it's a very interesting thing, you know. But But they did sweep the Zeta greys off the planet about a year last June, so we don't see any greys here anymore, which is very interesting. So they were taken off because of the violation, and it's never happened before. So, but the Anunnaki, Draconians, and things that attach to you, they're an education because they attach. Yes, they make you sick, and you could argue that it's a violation, but it's not, because you know we know what we're going to experience when we get down here, and that's part of the classroom of the third dimensional world. You know, you can either live in hell or heaven. You know, it's up to you how you perceive it. And I think, I always do an analogy. It's like a swimming pool, and all the humanity is in the swimming pool. They're pooing, they're weeing. Would you want to get in that? Probably not. It's our job to get out, wash ourselves down, dry us on the side, like getting your vibration up, get back to your sovereign self, and then you can help the next person. And then the next person, we pluck them out and wash them down. And it's the same with the healing. It's, and getting back to your sovereign self, it's just very important to raise your vibration to a point where you're leaping out of bed in the morning and go, oh my God, I feel incredible. And then you're in heaven on earth, because in that vibration, everything's like a magnet. And when you surrendered and you got rid of all the emotion and the triggers and the abandonment issues or the self-sabotage issue, all the things that we all go through, I've been through myself, you then get to that surrendered place like, well, you know what? God's got your back. And once God's got your back and you really believe it, not talk about it, but you feel it in the gratitude of everything you have in your life, then things start flooding in, And I'm sure we've all been at low times in your life where you couldn't manifest anything, as I know I have. And, now I'm in a surrendered place, so I don't even worry about money and things, because it's just stuff, To me, it's about people and the joy of seeing and shifting people's energies and getting them back to the joy, it's amazing. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah. Would you say, Christopher, that the primary objective, if you will, of the Melchizedek beings is to guide people back to their sovereign selves?
It is, absolutely, yeah. And also shift the planet to about 8.7% over that line of divine alignment, so it'll raise the planet and switch it into the fifth dimension. If that doesn't happen, we're not going to achieve it. So one of the things we're going to do is we have a project where we're going to build a 633-foot pyramid made of the materials we need to, and that will be probably in the center of America over the ley lines, and it'll pull from the ether's energy down into the ley lines to really help facilitate that. That's one of the projects we have to do. Of course, it's going to cost probably just under $1 billion, and I kind of don't have that money in my pocket, but it's being aligned. Probably can manage $10 of it. I'm joking. But, we don't have that sort of money, but that's God stuff, So, again, we're holding the space for it. It's coming. There's about three or four areas where it will come, and then that project will start quite quickly. And that's exciting. That's, for humanity. It's not for me, And we're actually even changing the ministry name to Global Enlightenment Project, because now that's the next phase of moving forward, It's about enlightening, and it's a project. So it's really exciting. So that's one of the key instruments. 8.7%, get over that threshold, get the vibration up, then we'll shift to the fifth dimension. So so we're doing our best, and we're all involved. It's not just about me, it's about everybody.
And we're on board, to some degree we're on board with that, but I think that a lot of people have certain afflictions or things that go on in their lives which cause them to maybe, have the pendulum swing back and forth. And one of the things that the Melchizedek beings work with, that you work with, Christopher, of course, is healing on many, many levels. Can you share with us a little bit about the importance of healing, both, physical and then, all aspects of our being?
Oh, yeah. Physical, spiritual, mental, it's all connected. And, we cover everything. There's not anything we don't cover. For example, cancers, if you understand how cancer works, it's a nothingness, It's one of the straightforward. It takes about 2 or 3 months, twice a week, to actually get rid of cancer. And cancer is caused primarily by emotion. It starts off with emotion. Viral infections that lay dormant in the body, then when your vibration drops, the viral infections start to kickstart, and they mutate the cells, turn into tumors. So a tumor is a physical symptom of the cores. Now, of course, when you get chemo radiation, it fries it, poisons it. It also really damages your body. But hey, you know, again, you know, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. Go see your doctor or not, you know. But it's important to realize, and they do their best with what they've got. But the primary cause, if you don't get rid of that, it's like with chemo. If you have chemo radiation, tumor shrinks. You've fried your body also, of course. But then they say, well, you're in remission. Right, well, what does that mean? Well, it's coming back because the viral infection's still there, but it'll come back somewhere else or maybe in the same place. And, you know, the primary cause, obviously, emotion, you need to release that as well. So get rid of the emotion. I use a different type of energy from the Mikilsdet beans. It's called space-time continuum energy. It's very electrostatic. What it does, it's very good for things like spirochetes. We'll talk about them later. Nanotech, it's really good for that. It fries them. It changes the molecular structure. If you apply it to a tumor, it actually changes the molecular structure of the tumor to benign for the body. So instead of being a hard lump in your breast or wherever it is in your brain, it starts to soften it. It goes softer and softer, benign for the body. And then the Mikilsdet beings can do psychic surgery. They actually go in and they break it down and discharge it to the lymphatic system. So it just goes softer, shrinks, and disappears. And, you know, meanwhile, while you're doing that, which is the symptom, you're also releasing the cause, you know, primary emotion, and also applying tachyon energy to the whole body to, you know, kill off the viral infections. So it's just things like that, you know, blood sugar, you know, the pancreas stalls. So you get, obviously, sugar spikes because it's not producing insulin. So you can kickstart that. They can clear the glands out, clear the meridian structure, and off you go, you know, blood sugar issues. And it's like, you know, for example, if you get calcification, which is arthritis, if you go to the doctors, you've got it in the right wrist but not the left one. Like, oh, I know what that is. It's old age, but it's not because they're both the same age. And that one's got arthritis on the right, but the left one doesn't. So there's obviously imbalances in the body, you know, fibroids in the womb. You know, why do they happen? Again, stuck energy, lower abdomen, could be from sexual activity or it can be from emotion. Once it gets stuck, viral infections, you know, create unusual growths. You know, endometriosis, the same, you know, there's such a slew of things. Leukemia. No one knows why leukemia. I was given an epiphany at 2 a.m. in the morning one Sunday. I thought, oh, God, it's 2 a.m. But anyway, I got up. They showed me the whole thing and went in the office, cross-checked with people. And what happens is that if you have an attachment, it tends to sit in the abdomen. And it drops the vibration of the liver. Also, emotion can paralyze it. So it's not dysfunctional per se. It's not sick, but it's paralyzed, so it's not processed the toxins. If it goes below 20%, the toxin in your body doesn't know what to do with it because normally it dumps under in fat cells under the skin, but it can't dump that many toxins. So it gets in the bone marrow and kills off the stem cells. So Hemoglobin, white blood cell count goes wrong. So we've got rid of leukemia many times, you know, and they've gone back to the doctor. How do you get rid of that? Well, it's divine healing. And they glaze over, but a lot of them are saying now, look, don't know what it's doing, but I'll tell you what, it's working, so keep doing it, you know. We don't understand it, you know. So, and, you know, GI problems, you know, people get diverticulitis, again, caused by stuck energies or an entity attachment, paralyzes the intestines from the rib cage down. So as you eat, it goes further down, it backs up, you feel blah, you know. Then you get all windings or gurglies or, you know, maybe constipation. And again, easy to fix because what you've got to do is clear the meridian structure, get rid of the entities or get rid of the emotions affecting them, and suddenly, you know, your intestines go back to normal. So there's so many, you know, eye issues, you know, cataracts, floaters caused by viral infection in the eye. How do we do that? Well, again, we tachyonize the eye, kill off the viral infection, and then they go in and break down the floaters, which can cause glaucoma if they try and drain out. Or cataracts, you know, there's so many cause and effects, but it's understanding them. It's so important because then, you know, you need to get rid of the cause and get rid of the symptom as well, you know, the primary cause, secondary cause, and symptom. If you get rid of that, the things will never come back, you know.
So so let's play this out a little bit here. So when we're born, you know, we obviously carry with us our past life trauma you know, there's stuck emotions. There's obviously going to be some birthing trauma that's also part of our being. And then we're a young child, and then we grow up a little bit. So can you speak to a little bit more, Christopher, around some of the causes again of the disease?
Yeah, you do get esoteric transference. What I call it esoteric transference, and what's happened Over the last 80 years, because the veil's getting so thin between the fifth and third dimension, when the soul's coming through the veil, the past life stuff should be kept behind, but because it's so thin, things are bleeding through. So when the soul bonds with the egg and sperm, creates a child, obviously you've got cellular memory, so you've got stuck energies again. So we have a past life clue, and we can do some of that today. It's really good because if you get stuck energy, again, stuck energies create problems. And, you know, cellular memory is a real problem. So, but, you know, I call it estate transfer. It's not karma because when you pass, you have your life with you, you feel people's emotions and everything goes through. So you've gone through that and the karma is yours. And, you know, you think, oh, my God, I didn't do that to that person, did I?
Yeah.
But when you've gone through life with you, oh, my God, was I that mean? You know, that's right. The come to Jesus type moment where, yeah. You know, you're plugged in and you're looking at it and think, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got that wrong, but you know, you come down here with no karma, effectively, because it's reset when you have your life with you. But, you know, the memories and some of the emotions and things can bleed through. So I just don't want anyone to think you're born with karma, you know. A beautiful baby, you know, it's got no karma. Karma starts when you get down here. And obviously the Akashic Records, they were created by them because they're beings on this planet to keep a record of what's happened. But people think they've got a, you know, we have a divine plan. Everyone's got a divine path. And there's obviously unlimited timelines you can go on. So the Akashic Records going forward can have manipulation and can get blocks on the divine path. So it sways you off to not so good path and then things go wrong and everything else. So it is important to clear Akashic Records. Obviously in the past, it's set, you know, it's set in stone. You're on that timeline and that's it, you know. So clear the Akashic Records really helps as well. So there's a lot of manipulation if you think about it. It's kind of crazy. But it's doable, and that's why we have, in quotes, prayers. And, you know, to me, prayers are just maps of intent, you know, like the protection prayer. It's a map of intent. Keep the beings out until you get your vibration up. Because if you don't and they get reattached, you're just going to get nowhere because it'll get reattached and your vibration will plummet, and then you have to remove them, do it all again. Well, you know, once you go through the healing process and do a few sessions and get right up there to that God space, you don't have to say the prayer because you're leaping out of bed and going, woohoo, you know, I feel incredible. And with that is inner strength, high vibration. They can't get near you, you know. So that to me is, you know, the achievement. Well, getting to that God space.
Right, let's talk about the importance of vibration and frequency, Christopher, and why it's so important to keep your firstly, get your vibration high. And then can you share some ways with the community where they can understand some maybe practical ways to achieve a higher vibration?
Yeah, I mean, I think policing all your thoughts, also doing meditation is good. We have a clearing meditation which actually clears your body, which is really good. And if you keep doing that, and also a stress and anxiety meditation where, if you know, we have several thousand layers. We go through, you know, each day. If you're an empath, you know, if your dad's a rah, you know, then you're going to ingest that emotion. Somebody's talking about work behind your back, that's ingested. So we go, you know, every day you're going to ingest emotion. So when you get a little bit older, you can have several thousand layers of emotion, you know, that's affecting your body. And it's way too much because we live in a matrix where we go to work, the boss is like, I want that report right now, you know. So you ingest that emotion, you come home, you get a paycheck that doesn't even cover the bills, so you got that emotion. But it's a cyclic in the matrix process. And I think when you step outside that and you take a step back, get in divine alignment, that whole thing changes. But part of, to me, of the getting the vibration is releasing the emotion. And we have a fast technique. The meditation does 9. On actual sessions, I go up to 54, but you have to make sure that people can actually release that much in one go because it is a lot. And, you know, sometimes you can emotionally crash if you release too much in one go. But if you go to for example, psychiatrist, psychologist, psychotherapist, they'll poke at one or two layers. You know, if you've got that much layers, you're going to be there till you're 4,000 years old, and we don't live that long. So, you know, so we looked at the fast track method, and this is it. They actually go in the heart and pull out, you know, your biggest layer of that several thousand. Pull it out, you can feel it, releases, and then next one. And we'll do a few of those tonight. We'll do 9, you know, because you'll really feel it, you know, and it gets tight. Depending on where that emotion affects the body, it'll get tight, you know, like the lower back, throat. It depends what the emotion is. But to me, you know, the most practical thing is releasing that emotion, getting your vibration up, meditating. You know, we put people in portals and Merkaba fields so that they're safe. If you've got 250 people online, it's really important to get you in a sacred geometric structure so you don't feel everyone else's energy. It's straight, you know, the portal's straight from the ultimate dimension, so the Melchizedek beings can get in and do all the healing they need to on you. So it's a good technique of keeping people safe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So you spoke about the prayers. Can you tell us a little bit more about these sacred prayers and maybe how they're different from other prayers?
Well, one of the biggest things people have an issue with is, I command you, God, to, you know. So the protection prayer is, you know, I am of God, I am of God, I ground myself to the earth, I command you, God, to create a sphere of ultimate dimension, unconditional love around me to protect me from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations and transmissional frequencies through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And we thank you, God, send your unconditional love, so be it. Now, that's a map of intent, but another thing as well is that if you've got interdimensional beings, if you don't block out all space-time in every dimension, you're missing a huge chunk because these things are around you, but in a different time space. So, you know, they are well-rounded prayers, but people always have an issue, well, I command you, God. Well, it's not demand, it's command. It's an invocation of I want it, absolutely want it, as opposed to being rude and obnoxious, I demand you, God. There's a huge difference. So I always explain to that, and people are okay with it. But, you know, we have tried different things. People have tried different things. They don't work. You know, they were given to me to put out and, as a – and, again, because there's frequencies and things blocking the God channel, you've got to have an absolute, you know, want and get that power out because your brain's a dipole. So the more strong the signal, it'll get through to the God realm. If it's not that strong, it won't. So it's really important to be really strong and, you know, and say it with absolute authority. So they're different, you know, but they do work. You know.
Right, right, exactly. Well, let's do this. I'd like to take a couple of callers now, and we'll jump back to the conversation, but just to see what everyone is thinking. So I'm going to go ahead and go to Anaheim, California, and the last four digits of the phone number are 3990, and you're on live with Christopher.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Christopher. This is Kim Gill.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Kim. How are you? Yay.
I am great. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
Yes. I feel like I have blockages, stagnant, in not be able to live my fullest path and identifying my purpose in how I may serve for humanity.
Right. You do. Yeah, I think, have you had a kind of, I feel like you've got abandonment issues, you know, going on. Have you had problems in your life? We need to, you know, you need to release some of that emotion in there. And I think, you know, these meditations would help. You've got an attachment as well. It's sitting in the abdomen. Do you feel tired a lot?
Yes, I do. Fatigue, thyroid issues.
Yeah. Thyroid issues, yeah, that's coming from emotion. Thyroid issues actually come from emotion. The emotion bleeds into the thyroid or parathyroid. With the thyroid, it either goes hyper or underactive. Either way, you know, if it goes hyper, you get hyper and crash. If you're underactive, you're exhausted before you even start. It's affecting the adrenals. It's an anarchy. It's 972 years old. It's got anything. It's sitting in the abdomen, hanging on the shoulders. You get lower back issues. Looks like it.
Yes, I do. I do have lower back pain. I have fibromyalgia.
Yeah, it's because this being is sitting over your womb uterus and paralyzing it. So what's happened is viral infections are creating fibroids. So we can do healing sessions, obviously, and break them down. They won't do it in one go, but need to remove that entity, need to release emotion, get your vibration up. That's why you're stuck. Your whole body's stuck, you know. And do you get negative thoughts as well? Do you get thoughts and you say, oh, you're useless. That was pathetic. And thoughts that come into your mind all the time.
Yes.
But you know they're not yours. They're coming from that entity. The entity taps in the lower back and it sends thoughts through the spinal column into your brain. Believe it or not, that's what happens. And that's why people if you police the thought, have a look at it, because it's always a you thought. They can't say I, that's against the rules. So they always say, oh, you're pathetic. You know, you go out and you do something and say you go to work and you come back and you get these thoughts. God, blimey, Kim, that was useless. That was pathetic. You know what? God, you just, you know, you get these 24/7 day in, day out, and they start to weigh you down. And that's what happens with entities. They're very clever beings, but if you actually look at the thought, it's you are, and that's not your thought. That's an external thought. So as soon as you take that entity out, it'll stop. And then the problem is then you've got to say the prayer of protection not to get it back in, but also obviously work on the fibroids and get your body rebalanced, get the thyroid balanced with the with the adrenals. And the thing is, you know, until you get your body to a high vibration, then you'll start connecting to your starseed family. You'll start knowing things, and if you meditate with them. So that's what's happening. That's why you're stuck, bless your heart.
Okay. All right.
So maybe we should remove it. Is that okay?
I'm sorry?
I'll just ask Ian. Maybe we should remove the entity now because it'd be good. Is that okay?
Yeah, it'll be a fine. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put you in sacred geometry first, and then we're going to get it out of your body. So you're going to feel a weird thing. And then what I'll do is I'll just give you a bit of energy for now, because we're going to do a whole process later. So, okay, so ultimate dimension, 8 portals around you. Kim, close off with you. Dear God, come on, the 27 Easter Merkaba fields around Kim with her circle point in the center of those Merkaba fields, bonding the portals to the Merkaba fields and programming the blueprint of a DNA in the kids of Enoch, so as not to let anything except for a higher scripture enter. Right, escorting that out right now, that Anunnaki. So what you're going to feel, it hangs on the shoulders. Your shoulders always tight, Kim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, so you're going to feel it draw out from your torso, out through your tummy button, right now. So you feel a weird sensation of a drawing from your torso through your tummy button. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can feel it.
Okay, let's send it back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. Right, so...
that was so strong. My whole body's shaking.
I know. Ian, I'm going to have to do a bit more work. Is that okay?
All right.
To comb your meridians. So what we're going to do is I'm going to comb your meridians to comb the blockages out. But let me suck out its left residual vibration. So what I'm going to do is suck out the vibration. So I'm putting an esoteric pipe through your tummy button, back around your abdomen. So each time I suck out, it's going to feel weird, so don't worry. It's going to feel like a relief, like lighter and lighter. So doing that now. Is your abdomen feeling lighter? Last one. Right, so Kim, I'm going to do a bit more work on you. So I'm going to comb your meridians, is that okay? So you're going to feel angelic hands, Melchizedek hands go down your body, all lighter where we've been, yeah? So tell me if you feel them. So they're going, we're going to comb any blockages. So we're going from your crown, down your face, the back of your head on the left, down your neck, across your left shoulder, down your arm. Can you feel them?
Yes,
on the right.
I can feel.
We're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out to the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, and out to the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. It looks like, Kim, you get headaches. Do you get headaches or heavy head? You can't think straight.
Probably brain fog.
No, it's brain fog. It's coming from the liver. Your liver's... Ian, can I take your liver up? Is that okay?
Okay.
Work on the liver. So, well, I'm sending the energy now, Kim. So you're going to start feeling floaty, light, spacey. Your liver's pretty low. Right, so tell me when your head starts to clear. So we're going to take the liver up. I won't work on the adrenals because we're going to do all that stuff later. So you'll get another healing later. But your liver's pretty low. I don't like it when it goes below 40, and it's 36. So... Kim, tell me when your head starts to clear. As it processes the toxins, we bring it up. Your head's going to start to clear because it processes toxins in your body. So, okay, it's gone up to 43. Tell me when your head starts to clear. 48. 55. 62. 68. Is your head getting lighter?
Yes, it is.
71. 79. 85. It should be getting lighter and lighter. Can you feel that? It's getting more clarity.
Yes, I can feel it. It's clearing up so fast.
Kim, you might get a bit of pressure in your temples, because sometimes the last place for the toxin to disappear is the temple. So if you get a bit of pressure, it will go. Okay, 94. Okay, 100. So we got up to 100. Over the next 5 minutes, it's going to keep clearing. It's going to, you know, as it processes the toxin in your body. The thing is about the liver, if it goes from 37 to 100, it's an organ that will drop back to about 50. So you get the fog again, but not as heavy. We do it again, drop back to 70 or 80. It normally takes 3 or 4 shots to kickstart the liver. It should never go below 90 to 100%. You know, if you drink a bit, let's say 1 week, it'll go down to 94. If you have a very clean week, it'll be 98, but it should never go below 90. If it is, it's dysfunctional. So let me crank up the energy, and then what we'll do is we'll do a little bit. Let me do a little bit on the GI, so the intestine, so, and then we'll finish it, and then because we're going to do the adrenals and thyroid thing later. So what we're going to work on, it looks really bloaty and gurgly. So stomach, upper lower intestine, colon, right down to your rectum and your gallbladder should start getting warm, tingly. So it'll probably start gurgling a bit. Might feel a little nauseous. Can you feel it?
I can feel the warmth. Yeah.
Is it gurgling warm, or is it okay?
Yeah.
Well, send them the kills of that being is they're going to coat the meridian structure inside your intestine. It looks a little inflamed. Looks like you might have leaky gut on the right-hand side, two holes. So they're going in now, so you're going to feel a combination of things. First of all, they're going to pull the toxins out of your colon, so you're going to feel a pressure. It feels like wanting to go to the toilet slightly. They're going to work on the holes in the intestinal lining, so you're going to feel a weird, cool, pasting wrapping. I call it celestial goo. It's a very thick energy. What they paste it on recreates the same tissue, so it'll close off the holes in the intestinal lining. So you should feel cool pasting. They're working on your gallbladder as well, because the bile's a bit thick, so feel a lot of tug and pulling there. Can you feel that, any of it?
Yes, I can feel it.
So I won't work on any heart releases yet later, because we're going to do that later, if that's okay. Do you feel a bit better now?
Yes, I do, completely. So much lighter.
Well, riding around with you, the thing was like just over 11 feet tall, so they're big things that when they attach to you, you can't see them, but I have the gift of seeing the things all the time. You know, that's why when you go to restaurants, I can close it off, but sometimes when you get an attachment, it really blocks you. You know, you can feel it now, but you need to set a prayer of protection. You probably need to do some more. So, I would look at those meditations that we've got tonight. It'll really help, especially the one for stress and anxiety, and the whole body detox will really, really help you. So
yes,
bless you, Kim.
I'll pick up option 2. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bless you, Kim. Love to you. Bless you. Yay.
Thank you so much for that beautiful work.
That's okay.
let's go to West Grove, Pennsylvania. West Grove, Pennsylvania, and it's 6457 are the last 4 digits of your phone number. You're on live with Christopher.
Hi, this is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. I sent in a question. I was just wondering, I have a cataract on my right eye. I had the one on my left eye removed, and he messed it up, so my vision is messed up, and I'm not going to go near another surgeon. I was wondering if there is anything that you can do about the cataract. Like you said earlier, that it could be viruses or something like
virus.
That.
Yeah.
And is there anything you can do about it? And I have the same question as like the other woman, where I'm not moving forward like I thought I would be at this point.
Well, we need to get you back to the sovereign self. So, yeah, well, of course we can. It's actually all linked, to be honest, Vicky. What's happening is that you've also got an attachment. What's happening is it's affecting the abdomen, but it's also affecting the liver. Liver's on the same meridian as the eyes, so it drops the vibration of the eyes, and then viral infections start to do stuff, and they create cataracts. It takes a little while, because the things about viral infections, it takes about 3 months to get rid of them. So it's, you know, it's up to you, because you have to keep applying. It's not just in your eyes, it's in the body. Viral infections get all over the body. So apply tachyon energy. So what I can do is do a little bit on the eyes, if that's okay with you. And but it won't fix it right now, but you'll feel the Melchizedek beings that can go in and at least start breaking it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, please do.
That would be wonderful.
And we can apply the tachyon.
That it's just, you know, kind of vibrating off, which is the way I kind of look at it, but I guess that's not the right way to do it.
Well, no, I mean, you should stay positive. The thing is about healing, if you stay positive, and I always tell people, because sometimes, oh, it's, you know, it's a process. Well, of course it's a process, but, you know, changes happen every week, you know, and you know, you do a few, like, you know, might do 7 seconds, whatever it is, but it's all about positivity. You know, if you look at, you don't worry about your work, you worry about, right, this is my time of healing, so let's do it, and then let's get right up there. And it's like me saying, right, Vicky, you're coming to Branson, Missouri, and we're going to go to this theme park. So, okay, why are we doing that? Well, because getting your vibration up is the same as a roller coaster. So we cut the power off, say, right, Vicky, push that up that steep hill, you know, and you know how steep they are. You go, you know, all the way up the hill. And you're pushing like that, and the negative beings are trying to prod you, and you slip back a couple of feet, and then you're just pushing. You've got to have determination. It is a battle, because these things will try and bring you down again. And then when you get to that plateau, you jump in the car, it takes off, your vibration and correlation is, your vibration is right up there, they can't get near you. So it's a bit of a journey, but by gosh, it's a necessary one, you know. And we've all been through it. I've been bankrupt, and you know, I remember sitting in Manchester, okay, God, this is not funny. I've worked for 21 years. I was a multi-millionaire in England. I had a Daft Bentley. I don't know, I bought that stupid thing, but I had it, and it's a very expensive bit of tin on wheels. And I was so embarrassed. I went bankrupt. I was in a flat in Manchester, didn't have any money for food or nothing, you know, and I had this stupid Bentley outside that I didn't know what to do with, because I couldn't put gas, so I just waited till it got repossessed. It's just nuts. But, you know, and I said, okay, God, look, this is not funny. They said, well, it's the right time. How do you mean it's the right time? It's the right time, you'll see, you know, and by gosh, they were right, you know, what a change, you know. I don't care about stuff, you know, Bentley's, just a very expensive bit of tin on wheels. What really I care about is people and people around me, and, you know, even a house, you know, if the house set on fire tonight, as long as everyone's safe, it's just a house. Who cares? You know, if the computer breaks down, who cares? Just get another one, because you know what? God blesses you. You know, it's changing that mindset, but you can't do that until you release enough emotion. And so, you know, it is a bit of a battle, but the problem is people work on emotions, but you got to do it faster, you know, and that's the thing about these recordings. They take out, because of psychic surgery, these Melchizedek beings can go in your body and pull stuff out, like pull the emotions out. It's energetic. How do they do that? Well, they pull the energy out, you know, that layer of energy. And, you know, we'll demonstrate that later. It's a really powerful exercise, and if you keep doing that every day, it's really going to help you get to your sovereign place, you know, because it's a fast-track thing. So let's do a bit of work. So what I'll do is get this entity off you. And then what we'll do is I'll just go straight into the eyes. We'll do the liver later, if that's okay, because I know, you know, we've got so many people to talk to and things. But what I'll do is I'll start on the eyes, because we're not doing that later. So the tachyon energy, you will feel a stinging sensation. So if you're prepared for that, it's not really bad. People say it feels like sand in your eyes. You know what I mean? Stingy, burny,
yeah,
type sensation.
Okay.
But it won't hurt you. They never do stuff to hurt you, but you can feel it. So. So let's ground you, bless you, Vicky. So I want you to say, if you're okay with it. And by the way, if people don't like the word God, use what you like. You know, God couldn't care less. You know, Creator, Elohim, Yahweh, whatever you want. You know, it doesn't matter. I just generically use the term God as all it is, type thing. So I want you to say, I am of God.
I am of God.
I ground myself to the earth.
I ground myself to the earth.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
Right, so Vicky, I'll put you in sacred geometry again, if that's okay. Let me do this. Ultimate dimension, 8 portals around you, close it off, and if you do, you've got to come on 27. Easter, Merkaba fields around Vicky, with her sacred point in the center of the Merkaba fields, bombed in the portals to those Merkaba fields and programmed with a blueprint of Vicky's DNA and keys of Enoch, so as not to allow anything except for a highest good to end. Let's get rid of this chappy that's stuck to you. So you've got an Anunnaki also. If you have Draconian, you'll feel a lot worse. You know, Draconians are very dark. So the normal being is either snake beings or Anunnaki or something like that, or Luciferians. So removing it now. So you're going to feel a drawing sensation again from your torso out through your tummy button right now. Tell me if you can feel that. It feels like a drawing as this being's going out. If you don't feel it, don't worry. Most people do, but some people don't.
Can you feel it leaving? No.
No, that's okay. That's okay, don't worry. Some people feel it, some people don't. It depends how connected to your body, and again, depends on emotion, etc. So, right, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to quickly comb your meridians, give you some energy, and then we're going to work on your eye, yeah? So, so you're going to feel Melchizedek hands go down your body, or lighter where we've been. So we're going from your crown, down your face, the back head on the left, down your neck, cross your left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out to the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. Can you feel the hands go down your body?
I can feel hands, and it's light is going across.
Yay, that's good. That's brilliant.
There's light going across, back and forth.
That's brilliant. Okay, and I'm going to go from on the left, I'm going to go from your hip down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, out for the foot. On the right, we're doing the same.
Okay, and I'm feeling movement now.
Okay, I'm going to fire energy, so you're going to feel, you're going to start getting pretty spacey, floaty, really relaxed, anything like that. So tell me when you feel that, Blush.
Oh, yes.
Right, I'm going to really crank it up, so just be careful about getting up. Right, so we're going to work on the eyes. Now, tachyon energy is very different. It's going to feel very electrostatic. It feels like static electricity flowing through your eyes, so... So I'm going to put it on both, if that's okay, because you've got viral infection in both. So starting it off now, you should start. Tell me if you feel a staticky, tingly type feeling. Starts off subtle.
Oh, very subtle, yes.
Right, we're going to crank it up. So tell me when it gets a lot stronger. It should start to sting or feel like a burny type sensation. Cranking that up now. You feel a burning sensation?
Not yet. Still on the subtle side.
That's okay. I'll keep taking it up. Right, they're going to work on the cataracts and the scar tissue. So, you know, they will rectify the eye. It'll take a few sessions if you're committed to it. Going in now, so we're going to break the cataracts down. So you're going to feel tugging and pulling there. And what they do is they break it down and switch it in time space to a different dimension. And the other one, they're going to work on scar tissue, so you're going to feel tugging and pulling there. Once they've repaired the scar tissue, your sight will come back to normal. So you should feel a lot of blood.
I'm feeling the first thing you said.
Like tugging, the stingy?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, okay. Sometimes some people feel things like a minute or two after, it's just okay, so don't worry about that. Can you feel movement in your eyes, like butterfly movement or tugging and pulling?
Yeah, I'm feeling movement.
That's great, okay.
I'm feeling tugging and pulling, yeah.
That's brilliant, bless you. So I'll leave them in there, because when we get to later on, we're going to work on the liver and we're going to work on adrenals and a few things, so and do a bit of emotional release. So you'll get that again later. You're in the portal already, so... But they'll carry on with your eyes, so that'll really, you know, it'll help. It doesn't go away quickly because they have to break it down, you know, at the rate that your body can discharge it. So,
okay.
Do you feel lighter?
Thank you so much. That's amazing. I'm feeling everything going on now.
Oh, yeah, it's like a busy street.
Yeah.
It's like being in a train station of because of that being. It's like, oh, heck, which train is this? It's busy.
Exactly.
Oh,
That was amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you, Ian, for calling on me.
Oh, of course.
I've never been called on before. Thank you.
Bless your heart.
You needed it, sweet soul. Okay, much love. All right, Christopher, let's do the web for a little while. And so, of course, there's no interaction here, so I'm just going to read some questions and then see what you can help people with here. So let me just scan this quickly. Okay. All right, this is Barb in St. Paul, Minnesota. Christopher, I'd be very grateful if you would assist me with some chronic low back and sacroiliac pain. Many thanks.
Yeah, it's attachment. Looks like L4, L5 disc has got, it looks like on the left-hand side it's got a bulge, so it's pressing on the nerve, so you're getting static pain. And the whole thing looks congested as well. So again, anti attachment. We'll do that later. I think, how do that? I think we'll do it in the group. I'll do a little bit of work on the back, if that's okay in the group. When we listen to that, but it is an attachment, and there's arthritis down there a little bit, but also the L4 L5 disc has got a bulge on it. So the problem is, it takes a little bit of time to replace. It needs replacing, so you probably have to get a session in the future for that.
Okay.
Because that's psychic surgery. And what they do is they bring a disc from a different dimension. Here it's an energy field. They put it over the current disc, and then they'll switch dimensions in 48 hours. Yours leaves this dimension, your one comes in, and, you know, we've had... I remember doing it on a guy. He had three collapsed discs, and he was due to have surgery and get them all bonded together, you know. And he went in for the final X-ray. They said, well, hang on, last week you did that disc, but you got them this week. We must have messed up. I'm really sorry we messed up your notes with somebody else. He said, no, it's divine. No. We messed up the notes. They wouldn't believe them that these discs appeared in a week.
Oh, God. Wow. Yeah.
They argued, well, it's also, sorry, you know, no, it's okay. And he was actually on opiate substrates to kill the pain, and it wouldn't kill it. The problem with back pain is it's very difficult to, you know, get it under control. So I understand what you mean, but you will have to have a session, you know.
Yeah.
You can't that just over a generic thing. You need to focus on it. So.
Well, I think it's a wonderful service just to identify the issue here, Christopher. So that's also fine. It's a beautiful service just to identify. So Elizabeth from Canada, could you please check my abdomen? I've been feeling heaviness in that part of my body, just generalized heaviness and feeling really stuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotion going down. I see it, but then no surprise, hasn't everyone, but you also have an empty attachment. So again, sitting in the abdomen, paralyzing. So what's it doing? It's paralyzing the GI from, you know, downwards. It's feeling probably stuck, bloaty. I would imagine the abdomen looks a little bit distended. Again, liver's low, everything's out of balance, and probably your shoulders are tight as well. So by removing, you know, we'll remove entities a little bit later on when we do the group process.
Okay.
And you'll feel that. Yeah, that'll really help.
Okay, thank
you. Yeah, it's definitely stuck.
Okay. This is Laurie from Huntsville. Laurie, my right ear has been infected since March, and she's never had an ear infection. Any idea what's causing that?
Yeah, it's a viral infection. We've got to work out here, right?
Yeah, I couldn't mute myself in time. It just came right upon me, bam. So I just tried to stop it as much as I could.
Yay, we've got to sneeze. Bless your heart. Now, I think viral infection and autoimmune's off. The reason is because the autoimmune's, you know, taken up with obviously the thymus and spleen. What happens is because it's so close to the heart chakra, what happens is that the emotion paralyzes the thymus and the spleen sometimes. So I think you got quite a bit of emotion there, and what's happened is that the autoimmune's going off balance, so the T cells aren't strong enough, so, you know, you're getting infections and stuff. So, you know, there's a bit of work to do to probably you know, release a load of emotion, get the thymus and spleen kick started. They can go inside and kickstart them. And so, you know, I think it's emotion. I mean, emotion is almost the primary cause of every illness. There's only emotion, toxins, or transmissional frequencies that cause problems, but most of it's emotion, you know. Mm-hmm. So So we'll, I mean, we'll be, we won't do the time assuming in the group process, but again, that's what's causing it.
Okay.
Your autoimmune's out of whack because, you know, because of imbalance, because of the emotion. It's so close to the heart chakra.
Thank you. I know we've been speaking a lot about health, Christopher. This one is related to a job. So this is Casey. And by the way, everyone, you know, Christopher can answer any question. It doesn't have to be health. This one is about a job. So this is Casey from Waldorf. And she says, hi, I love Christopher's work. So thank you. Can you please guide me where my next job is coming from? So, or maybe could you remove any blocks or help identify any blocks that are preventing me from getting a job?
Yeah. Let's have a look. Yeah, you've got blockages in your Akashic records on the kind of divine path. Casey, it's important. I've got a cough. Sorry. I think I'm like in flesh. What's happened is that the divine path, and you know, your divine path is your divine gift. We're all sovereign beings, as we know. Although we don't think we are sometimes, we get off track and everything else. But and what happens is God's got a divine path for everybody. You know, we've got divine gifts. We came here with gifts. And so what we need to do is, I think, again, get your body in balance, release a load of emotion, get connected to your starseed family, but also tonight we'll clear the Akashic records because you've got blockage in the divine path. And so if you're not on the divine path, things tend to go a little bit pear-shaped. You know, you then become in the matrix or you're doing stuff just for money and things like that. But I see some blockages in the divine timelines of your Akashic records, so we can clear them.
Okay.
And that would really help, you know, because the thing is, like I said before, going forward, there's infinite timelines. You know, it's like I could say, well, okay, I'm going to be a bus driver. I'm going to give up all this healing, forget it. I'm going to be a bus driver. That's not my divine path. There's nothing wrong with driving buses, of course, but that's not my, you know, my gift is healing. You know, other people's gift is, you know, whatever, cooking, but everything's healing in a way because, and so once you've released that, you know, you can then move forward with your divine plan. It's like being a chef, you know. The problem with having these gifts, there's one thing I have is a massive sense of smell. So if I go in a restaurant, I can smell the vibration of food. If someone's been on meth or someone's had an argument, the food doesn't smell so good. Oh, I can't eat here. So it's very difficult for Mandy and I to go out for dinner because, you know, you can smell it. Oh, no. And you go to one restaurant one day and, God, the food's like, it's like grace of God. The next week you go there and, wow, it's really off, you know. So
yeah.
It's really difficult sometimes. But and that's why I have the food prayer, to revibrate the food, remove any godlike particles, and bless the souls, the animals, and the plants to allow our body the nutrition, because everything is a live being. It's a God being. So there's a lot there. So whatever you know, whatever your gift is, if you do it, you get so passionate about it, you're so excited, you know, you leap out of bed in the morning, but you know, most people don't find their gifts that quick, and, you know, then life becomes, like, dull, you know. You wake up, well, I hear it every week, you know, almost every day. Why am I here? What's the point, you know? And the point is, let's shift it all around, because the thing is, when we go to God's queue, and God said, well, look, I want volunteers, guys. Who's going to volunteer? You know, we all rush there. Oh, I'll do it, you know. And then you get down here, think, oh, my God, what was I thinking? But actually, it's not that, because, you know, you can either say, well, was I thinking, I don't want to be here, or you live heaven on earth. Well, what a blessing. And like I say, living on the periphery of this matrix is key, I think. Yes, helping, but living on the periphery. Living in your own loving, kind, caring bubble, getting your vibration up, having the right partner, your divine partner, not just, you know, maybe a soulmate or something. We're talking about counter of your part, you know, which is really important. So that's probably, that's part of the thing, because it gives you that foundation to move forward. So I think that's key. You know, all these things are key, but yeah, sorry, I'm waffling on a bit.
All right, let me bring you back in. No.
Yeah, no, sorry. This
everyone, this way.
Yeah, you should say, look, will you shut up and let me get on with it?
You're the guest. They're here for you. Hey, you know, you've been mentioning the prayers, and I think this is a perfect opportunity to have people understand a little bit more about them. So they're part of your special offer. So I'm going to have you tell people about that in just a second, Christopher. But first, let me direct people there. So if you're on the webinar page, click on the offer button underneath Christopher's photograph. So click on that orange button, and that'll take you to a page that says It'll say Christopher Macklin Special Offer. And the address, if you're not on the webinar page and you want to follow along, you'd need to type it in, which is WOTAShow.com/Christopher, and then that's CHRISTOPHER, the number 6. So it's WOTAShow.com/Christopher6, and everything's lowercase. And you can follow along. Of course, we'll send the link out tonight in email, but if you want to follow along, now's your chance. So, Christopher, tell us about the options that you have prepared for the community today.
Okay, so I've got a list of here. So option one, we've got the book, which is actually the first book I wrote was completely, you know, channeled and, you know, and the problem with writing the book is that, you know, it's not that easy, let me tell you. I tried it. I sat in front of the computer. Can't do it. Okay. So let's try Dragon Naturally Speaking. So that got all confused. I was saying Zeta Grey, and it came up with Have a Nice Day and daft things like that. So this was channeled over about a year and a half, and I got a ghostwriter to – I dictated it, and then she said, well, I don't understand this, don't understand that. It's very compact. It talks about all the modality – well, all the cause and effects, the modalities we use in the Melchizedek thing – and it'll get you to understand better about, you know, cancers and Lyme disease, Morgellons disease, HIV and spirochetes. It goes through the whole thing, toxins, you know, it explains the whole thing. And I think it's been very useful for people because it's an eye-opener. You know, I was given this, it took me, you know, I mean, it took about a year and a half to write, but actually it was in progress probably 3 or 4 years because this is all the, you know, all the work that, you know, I was given as a gift type thing. And, you know, cause and effect of leukemia explains that. So It does talk about dissolving the enigma of divine healing, how it all works, what the cause and effect is, and what the healing process is. So that's about 4 years ago I got that. Okay. And people love the book, apparently. So, and then the second one is we've got
the prayers.
MP3s, yeah. We've got the prayer protection, the spiritual attack prayer, and the food prayer. So that's an MP3. So they will be sent to you. And that's me saying them, you know, repeat after me. So, you know, like repeat after me, I am of God, then there's a gap. So they kind of really help.
Yeah. So when do we use those? The food every time before we eat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would recommend nowadays because, you know, GMO has got agrobacterium. And agrobacterium damages your DNA. So is vaccines, by the way. Vaccines are a no-no, but anyway, that's another story. But GMO foods, it actually removes any modifications that are godlike, optimize the vibration of food. And what you should do is try it because, you know, get some. If you go to Walmart and buy some strawberries, they taste like icky, you know, they're very sour, bleh, you know. So what I do is half them, revibrate half and leave half alone, and you'll be astounded by the effect because one tastes like, oh, my God, they're strawberries. I used to do this as a demonstration. And the others don't. So, yeah, food prayer every time you eat food. Prayer protection, you need to do that whilst you're doing healings because if you don't, you're just going to get another attachment. Like with Kim, I mean, we've taken the attachment off. Yeah. And with Vicky, you know, if you don't say the prayer protection every 2 hours, it'll come back. And, you know, you're going backwards. So that's kind of a thing whilst you're going through the healing process and meditations and getting your vibrational. When you got there, you know, and you'll know because in the morning you'd be leaping out of bed, oh, my God, I feel incredible, woohoo, you know. And then, you know, they keep away because the vibration's way too high for them. So all those prayers help, food prayer, spiritual attack prayer. Again, people have spiritual attacks. If the entity's trying to attach you or remote view you, if they remote view you, what they do is they watch you from the fourth dimension. And so some days you might get up and you think, wow, I feel really discombobulated, you know, I've got butterflies in my stomach for no reason, you know, heart's racing, I feel as though someone's watching me. Oh, that's a spiritual attack. Say that prayer, it'll remove it. So, you know, if you ever feel discombobulating, maybe it's something I've eaten. Nope, it's actually, it's got to be something in your field, you know, and people mistake that sometimes. So try the spiritual attack prayer, it will get rid of it. And they really help, so that's the three prayers.
Beautiful, thank you.
And then item three is releasing stress and anxiety. So what we found is, like I say, the Melchizedek beings, it's a healing meditation, not just guided, it's healing. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it puts you in the Merkabah, combs your meridians, and then what it does is it pulls 9 of your biggest layers of emotion out. So, you know, they go in, they get the first biggest, and then the next biggest, And then once you've done that 9 times, then you run it again next day, and it takes the biggest. And again, it's a faster track method of releasing emotion. It's very good. But do be warned with that meditation that you can get a release like tears or anger coming up maybe 2 hours the next day. It's not a lot. It lasts for 5 minutes. If you bawl your eyes out, you'll just have a final release. But, you know, we have had that a lot. So, and then...
whole body detox.
So, whole body detox, yeah. What that does is very interesting. We'll do that tonight. It switches toxins. So we switch toxins in your body. We switch the toxins out of this time to a different time in your body. And then we draw them out of the space, drawing them out of your body. So instead of putting toxins through liver and kidneys, what it's doing is it's actually just drawing them out of the body and taking them to the ultimate dimension. So, again, if you play that every day, just a warning, you might get a little bit of diarrhea 2-3 days after, and then it'll settle down. But it's a pretty powerful meditation. And then there's the Melchizedek B clearing one, which, you know, just clears the meridians and sends you energy. That's really useful as well. So that helps get your vibration up. So all these instruments are there, you know, to help get your vibration up.
Right.
And you can use them as much as you like, you know. So,
beautiful.
And also releasing regret energy. So regret energy, what's that? Well, like Kim had, fibroids or enlarged prostate or prostate cancer or cancer with mucus caused by regret energy, I call it. It bleeds either from the heart down to the lower abdomen or it's from sexual activity. But either way, it needs releasing. So what that does, the Melchizedek beings go in and they release 9 releases of regret energy. So that really helps as well. So,
past lives, mind past lives?
Yeah, past lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, past lives is really interesting because the past life meditation is basically releasing any past life esoteric transference. That's stuck energies that are coming from, coming from past life. It releases them. And the good thing about that is if you keep doing it, it'll do 9 releases. If you do it next time and you still feel that release, you know, you'll feel a shift in your body. Keep doing it until you don't feel a shift anymore. Maybe do it 2 or 3 times after that. And that'll release all that stuck energy, which is, cellular level memory. So that'll really help.
Wonderful.
And then
you've got a pendant.
Yeah, the Merkaba pendant. Now, that's really interesting. Now, the Merkaba pendant is a quartz crystal pendant. We have them made in India. They do have a cap to put it on a chain. We send you a cord, actually, but if you want to put it on a chain, make sure that you don't put any cheap metal. You need to make sure it's either, you know, silver or gold. The top is actually silver. It's actually slightly drilled into it, so it's bonded. But Merkaba is sacred geometry, so why do we have this? Well, what it does is if you wear it over your heart chakra, we program it the blueprint of your DNA and the keys of Enoch. It stops any negative energy getting into your heart chakra. It feeds you good energy, and people have had amazing results with that. So it's sacred geometry. It's quartz crystal. Like I said, we could get it cut from India. And it really helps the process to get back to your sovereign self, and that's what we're all here for. So, and it's a physical thing, of course. And don't forget, the Dissolving Enigma is a physical book as well. So we will send it to you by mail.
Yeah, wonderful. So that's option one. All those meditations. So those meditations can be listened to, you know, again and again for clearing, for releasing regret. There's also the whole body detox, which I think is amazing because, you know, eating clean, as you know, if we are fortunate enough to have a 100% organic store near us, but a lot of people don't have, you know, organic stores or the selection of organic foods. And so
absolutely.
That's even if you're a clean eater, you know, besides, you know, if you're eating other stuff, which we won't even mention, processed and, you know, everything else. But, you know, it's not easy for everyone because not everyone has the availability of beautiful, fresh, you know, organic fruits and vegetables, you know, pesticide free. And even so, the soil is so depleted nowadays, even in the organic foods, the soil is also depleted. So, you know, to have a meditation that will help us achieve those similar results is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. And also the food prayer as well. And you're right, actually. One of the things that even organic food, you know, it's got probably 25% of the nutrients that maybe it had 40 years ago. So That's why people put up weight, because we're bulking ourselves up, because the body's like, oh my God, I need some more nutrients. And so you eat another plate of food, another plate of food. So it takes like two plates of food where you just need a little bit, you know, and it had all the nutrients before. So you're absolutely right, you know, and in Branson, they don't have an organic store. It's about an hour away, you know, and you want to buy stuff every. They are starting to carry in some small stores organic food, but
yeah,
we're very careful about what we eat. But, you know, I always revibrate it because you never tell whether they've switched it or, you know, whether it's organic or not, you know. So the food prayer is really good, but, you know, but I would urge you to try it, you know. I think, but go to Walmart, get some Icky strawberries, split them in two and try them. I'll tell you, you'd be blown away. If you revibrate one lot, put your hands around the food as well. When you're saying the food prayer, I'd put your hands around the actual plate and focus on it and say the food prayer over it. It makes a huge difference, you know. So it really helps.
Wonderful. So that includes shipping, everyone. So if you do that, because the as Christopher mentioned, there's a book and then the Merkaba pendant are actual physical items that include shipping. So there's no additional shipping on there, so it's all included. And then option two, Christopher, includes everything in option one, plus you've got some energy healing calls.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we're going to actually do two calls. One will be 1 week and one will be 2 weeks. I think we've got the dates. And it'll be on a Wednesday. And what we're going to do is we're going to go and put sacred geometry like we did before. And we're going to activate clear processes, remove any entities, get in the alignments, remove any blocks. You know, things like sometimes people even have spells, curses, rituals. And, you know, if someone gets angry, they can create a ritual without even realizing it. Rah, I wish you were, you know, and that can create something that they didn't even realize they created. So we remove those stuck layers of emotion, rebalance the chakra points and the biofield and removing interference and then, you know, flooding everyone with unconditional love of God energy. You'll feel it today, but these calls will be good because they're an hour long and it'll
wow.
really help. And then they'll be on Zoom, so you'll be able to see me.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a treat
I was just about to say, oh heck.
That's worth it right there. That's worth every penny. No. Just to see you, my friend. let me ask you this, right? Because we have a lot of people in the community who really, really enjoy the private work. And obviously that can go super, super deep. And there's a reason for that. But these calls, though, tell us around about everyone getting on simultaneously. You know, what level of clearing and work can be done if we join as part of a group?
Oh, really deep, you know, really deep. I mean, I've done them before that people have been blown away by them. And, you know, don't forget that, you know, the difference in my calls, I always make sure that everyone gets a sacred space. And that's, you know, so even if you've got 200 people online, we put portals around you and then bond it into Merkabah fields. That means that Melchizedek beings work on you and you alone and everyone on the call, of course. But, you know, you have a team assigned to you, so they're working on you. And the good thing about it as well is you won't feel everyone else's energy or you get entity attachments and things, because when you're on a big call, you know, you can get things happening through the call. And that's why I was clear calls. But also, it's really important to make sure, you know, you're in a sacred geometric structure so everyone will get the clearing, Akashic records, everything, biofield. And, you know, it really helps. It really, really helps. And, of course, the second call that we've got will just go far deeper levels. Moving into activations, you know, so we can actually get the get you connected to your, you know, divine starseed and, you know, your higher self, effectively, which is just, you know, and therefore to your starseed family. And that's really important. So,
yeah, beautiful. So there's two options, everyone. You can do both options include the pendant as well as the book and then the meditations. And then, of course, the two live healing calls that are going to occur in July. And I'm going to assume they're going to be recorded with replay sent out, Christopher?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, that's the offer. So thank you so much, Christopher. Beautiful, beautiful offer for the community. We love it.
Yay. I look forward to doing those calls. I love these calls because you get such a, you know, it's beautiful being on calls because you get such a great community of people, you know. And I think it's really important nowadays because people feel very alone as well, you know, so it's really good.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the phones. Oh, before we do that, I do have a question for you because, you know, you know, sometimes in the spiritual communities, we tend to think of everyone as a light being and as a benevolent being on a path to enlightenment. But, you know, you speak a lot about entities, and we've obviously learned a little bit today as well around the entities and remote viewing and, you know, negative energies and beings who don't have benevolent intentions. And, you know, we really suffer because of that, you know. So all these entities that are attached to us, tell us about the role that these negative energies play.
Well, the Anunnakis are connected to the One World Order thing, you know, and that's, you know, the head of that's Queen of England, all this sort of thing. But, you know, we don't need to go into that because it's all blah, blah, blah. But, you know, what happens with them is that they work effectively in the same community. And what they're doing is trying to shift humanity to sick and dying. Basically, they try and attach. And we're not saying they're all dark. But it's like with Hitler, you know, were all the troops there dark, you know, were all the Nazis dark? Probably not, but they were fearful for their life. And so if they didn't follow his orders, they would get shot. Now, my opinion is, well, shoot me, because you know what? I will never kill a thing. I'll never do any harm to anybody. I prefer to be dead, and that's okay, you know. But because, you know, you've been down here, and you get back up there, and the champagne's out, God saying, yeah, you did it, you know. But, you know, my personal opinion is not all of them are negative, but they are in a regime which is for manipulation. And so it's our job to remove them, you know, and get them out of us. And of course, you know, the other thing about it is in your house, you know, you need to make sure you haven't got portals, because, you know, the Zeta Greys are trying to get through portals. We've seen that. And you can always tell, because if you go in your house and you can smell like a, they will smell of, you know, like a rotting drain. And if you've got a rotting drain smell, you can't get rid of it. The chances are you might have a portal there. So there's a lot of manipulation. The Draconians, they're dark as anything. If they attach to you, people tend to want to go towards suicide. It's pretty serious. And I have intervened a couple of times on Facebook when I've seen people like, oh my God, I feel like slitting my wrist and all this. Right, we're getting old to that person. And I remember doing one girl one night, and my wife reached out to her, and I think she thought we were a bit wacky, but anyway, I wanted to take this Draconian off her, so it took us 2 hours to get on the phone because this thing was messing with the phone. It went flat, the charge didn't work, blah. There's so many things. Got on the phone, removed it, changed her life, you know. And now she's kind of, oh my God, she left her husband because he was no good, and she's really moved on with her life. She's got an amazing job. Bless her heart, you know, just from that one session, you know. So, and the good thing about it, you can change people's lives, you know, completely. And, you know, just by these entities removing, you know. I remember a lady, a daughter was in the same situation, suicidal, everything else. And she texted me, she said she's walking around the garden, she's urinated all over the place. Oh, God. So I just left the office. It was the day before Mother's Day. Just left the office, went to Target, did some things. I said, I'll be back in 2 hours. Don't let her out of your sight. No, no problem. I went back there. Within an hour, that girl was laughing her head off. She looked better. She looked grey when first started. It was a Draconian attachment. And people think, oh, yeah, they're just entities. They're not. They're pretty serious things. And, you know, we need to pay attention to them, not to manifest them in your life, but actually understand what they do and how to get rid of them. I've had people in, you know, on the front rows of, you know, 200 or 300 people doing teaching. Wow, you're just telling us to manifest them. Nope. But I said to this lady, you got one attached to you, so look, you can either understand what it is, what it's doing here, why it's here, and then let's get rid of them, or just ignore them, and they won't go away, they'll attach to you, you know, so it's up to you. I said, it's your choice, you know. And she said, oh, wow, I never realized that. Mm. And, you know, people say by thinking, you're manifesting. You're not, actually. By thinking, you're saying, these things exist, I don't want them in my space, and so here's the prayer of protection, or here's the maps of intent to keep them out. And I think that's so important, you know, because we do get manipulated.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I guess the damage done is in the invisible realms, and unless it's brought to our attention, we really don't have any idea. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing about that, Christopher. Appreciate that. I think that's helpful to people. Let's go back to the phones, as we mentioned. So we're going to go to Victoria, Texas, and this is going to be 1126, the last four digits, 1126. You're live with Christopher.
Hi, this is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi. Yes, I have this inner ear. They tell me you had Meniere's, but I think it's more allergies. I get so dizzy, and it affects my shoulders, pain in my shoulders, that I can hardly hold up my arms. It's just debilitating. I can't drive.
Yeah. So do you get vertigo as well? Looks like you do.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was really bad today. The weather, it seems it depends on the weather a lot, but I do have a lot of spinal issues too. Now it's running, it's in my shoulder so bad and running down into my arms and my hands.
Yeah, I mean, the discs in your neck, the disc in your neck is kind of bulging. That's not helping. So you've got neck issues, spinal neck issues. You need the disc replacement. Like I say, can't do that tonight because it requires a little bit of attention. It's pressing on the sciatic nerve, going down your arm. Important to do because otherwise, you know, your arm will go numb because it's got a pinch in it. So what they do is they replace the disc, and then what they do is they work on the sciatic nerve to actually unpinch it. So it takes a little bit to get it unpinched, but it'll feel a lot better. So there's that going on as well. I think also with the allergies, certainly viral infections are affecting the vertigo. Comes to your station tube. Again, it's blocked, and sometimes you get vertigo. So we'd have to kill off the viral infection and get in there and clear the station tube out. I've done that many times, and it goes away. It'll go away. And the allergies, again, autoimmune is compromised. A little bit by emotion. It's been altered a bit. Have you had vaccines? I assume so. I think you've got.
Oh, when I was a child, yes.
Yeah. I think one of the vaccines has affected your autoimmune by the looks of things. So, again, we need to detox that and get it gone. So
okay.
We'd have to work on the autoimmune. You know, most allergies, because your T cells aren't strong enough, because your autoimmune's weak. And so, of course, you're not fighting off the things you're supposed to. So there's a bit to do. I mean, we'll do some tonight. But, you know, there's a bit to do. I don't want to do disc things. It'd be better to actually book a session if you can do it. And we'll assess
okay.
the damage and, you know, and have a look at it.
Okay. I was going to ask you, if you buy one of your packages, do you get the physical CDs or the MP3s?
You get the MP3s. We have the physical CDs, so.
Well, that's what I mean. Do you get physical ones? Because I have no way of, like, downloading, or is it just online?
It's online, but what you can do is we can send the physical CDs. If you, it's up to you, Ian. If you make a note, we can send them out. We have them in stock, so. So if people are struggling with, I mean, if you make a note, is that okay?
Yeah, we just make an arrangement to send the physical CDs. Obviously, they'd just be a little bit of work, but we'd be happy to do that. So if you buy the package, Heidi, then send an email as a reminder that we need to send you physical CDs, and we can get that arranged. We already have your address because it's part of the package.
What is your email where I can request that?
Actually, on the form itself, you can just leave a note for Christopher's team. There's a spot where you can leave a note. Please send the physical CDs.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Heidi. Love to you.
Bless you, Heidi.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So I'm going to go to Spokane, Washington, and it's 3991, Spokane, Washington. You're on live with Christopher.
Hi, thank you. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Christopher. I'd love some help with my health, whatever stands out the most to you, because, I've been going around in circles.
Well, you're stuck.
Oh, okay.
Well stuck. Okay, you got a few things. I can feel. Do you get pain in your back? A lot.
No.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, maybe my neck, you know, upper.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I see your head heavy. Liver's not functioning the best. Adrenals are low. Do you feel tired a lot?
Yeah. And I have had a lot of, you know, like pressure and kind of a burning pain in my head, kind of some strange stuff, and my eyes have been doing weird. things.
Yeah, you've got viral infection. We've got a whole host. We've got a few things, not a whole host, but a few things going here. There's neck issues, upper back. You've got an attachment, of course. We're going to take that off tonight. That will help. You need to do some work on your back. I see that your liver, adrenals off, thyroid's off, pituitary's off. So your whole endocrine system is off. That's probably why you're feeling a bit like, oh, you know, I can't move. Don't think your GI is doing that well either.
No.
it looks, well, it's because the anti's in there, you know, it's stuck in there. So from your rib cage down, when you eat, you feel like, blah, you know.
I mean, I try to eat well.
No, but you feel bloaty when you eat.
I probably eat too much, but I do try to eat healthy food.
Yeah, well, everyone eats too much. The problem is, you know, there's no nutrients. What you need to actually, if you start doing that food prayer over your food, you'll find you eat a lot less because you think, God, I feel full, you know, because what we're doing is optimizing the nutritional value of the food. You know, bless the souls, the animals and plants. We're doing a whole thing on it. You'll find you get a lot more nutrients because you're going to revibrate it. So try it. It'll be really interesting, you know, because I've had people lose 20 pounds within like a month because they're only eating about a third of what they ate before because, you know, you eat, you say, oh, God, my body's saying, we're done because I've got enough nutrients, you know. Well, if you don't revibrate it, you've got a lot less nutrients, so you have to bulk up more to get the same nutrients. You see what I mean?
Oh, sure. But, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that entity's removing. It'd be better. I'm going to do that on the group session, if that's okay, and work a little bit on the GI, so on the intestines.
Okay.
So we'll do that. But I would book some sessions if you can because it's worth getting you. Again, you know, to me, healed is when you're leaping out of bed in the morning, you're surrendered, you're blessed, everything's wonderful, life's amazing, you know, you're doing your gifts, and, you know, life couldn't be better if you're not doing that. And,
right.
You know, you're getting out of bed, oh, God, I've got to go to work. You go to work, the boss is all grumpy, and you get home, and, oh, God, everyone's grumpy because we haven't got enough money to live properly, and, you know, which you don't because it's a third dimensional world, because they enslave us. So it's about getting out of the matrix, you know. And to me, that healed is when you're leaping out of bed going, God, yeah, I've got a gift of cooking, or I've got a gift of whatever it is, or healing, or energy stuff, or whatever it is, you know, creativity, singing. My wife is an amazing singer, you know. She's got a gift, clairaudience. She's also Mickey's that being. She knows, but she loves what, you know, she loves singing. She gets, you know, you get that this passion out of it, you know what I mean, where it gives you the excitement to get up in the morning and do something. If you're not doing that, then, yeah, it's a beautiful earth, but manipulated. You think, well, you know, I'm just enslaved because I'm just picking up a paycheck every week. So, you know, it's really important to change your life, and that goes for everybody, I think, you know. If you can find your divine gift and get on the divine plan that God had intended
right.
for you, you know, it'll blow your pantaloons off. You know? Well, not literally,
okay.
But you know. What I mean. It'll blow one's pantaloons off.
So you mentioned a virus. Do you think that's maybe at the center of this? Of
yes.
all, you know, all the different systems being off?
Yeah. Well, some of it, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, virus
okay.
cause ear issues. They cause eye issues. They can cause intestine issues, but your intestines are paralyzed by the entity, plus there's emotion involved. So I think, you know, what we've got to do is, again, if you get the package, I mean, you know, that meditation, stress and anxiety is key. If you can do that every day, that would be amazing. Followed by the whole body detox, you know. I mean, they're one or two meditations that, you know, I recommend every day because as you keep getting up in your journey, you know, you're going to keep releasing and then, like I say, you'll get to a place where, you know, your body's really clear, you're digesting properly and you feel amazing. And that's, you know, that's our goal, to get you back to your sovereign self. But I'll probably do some one sessions with that. There's a little bit to do.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Oh,
you.
Bless you.
Love to you.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, Christopher, let's have you take us through your the group healing process so everyone can benefit from the work now. Would that be okay for you to do it now?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So, so I'll do about, I mean, I can go, but I'll do about maybe, is 10 minutes okay?
Sure, absolutely. Don't, you know, hold back on account of us.
Oh, bless you. Let's not hold back. So, right, so let's sit back and relax. And so I want you to say, and again, if you don't like the word God, please use whatever you like. God couldn't care less, you know. It's only us down here that get all excited about that sort of thing, but I just use the word God. So So we say, I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. And I accept this healing for my highest good. Right, so what we're going to do first is remove remote viewers. So what are remote viewers? Well, interdimensional beings, they watch you, they mess about, and in England they call them cheeky blighters, so they need to leave. So what we're going to do is remove them. So, dear God, I command and remove all remote viewers for anyone on this call or listen in the future, infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension, all the beings involved with that manipulation, infinite levels wide and high through all space-time continuum in every dimension. I'm going to bring them before you, God, for justice in only the way and the how. It's not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you right now with unconditional love and forgiveness. So if you felt discombobulated or somebody's watching you, or, you know, and they do watch you, so most people might feel kind of discombobulated in various times of the day. They're leaving right now, so you should get grounded within 2 minutes. So let's break all spells, curses, and ancient rituals first. So, again, we're going to do that. So, dear God, I command for anyone on this call, we break all spells, curses, ancient rituals, and listen in the future. Infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum, in every dimension, all beings involved with that manipulation, infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum, in every dimension. I'm going to bring them before you, God, for justice, once again, in any way you know how. Not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you right now with unconditional love and forgiveness. Right, this is where we put you in sacred geometry. So, ultimate dimension, 8 portals around each person on this call and listen in the future. Close it off for you. Dear God, I command 27 esoteric Merkabah fields around that person with their circle point in the center of the Merkabah fields. Bond in the portals to those Merkabah fields. Program the blueprint of that person's DNA and the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for their highest good to end. Right, so what we're going to do first is we're going to remove any entities attached to you. So if you've got an Anunnaki or Draconian, they're going to remove it now. You're going to feel a drawing from your torso out through your tummy button right now. So it feels like a drawing. If you've got a snake being left or right shoulder, left or right hip, left or right breast, it's going to draw out now. So it's going to unravel. So left or right shoulder, left or right hip, left or right breast, they get curled up and when you'll feel like a spirit being unwound. If you've got a Luciferian, now they're cheeky things. They get very snarly. So when they leave, they're probably going to either speak for you in a snarly fashion or they might contort your body. So escorting those out now. If you've got Archon energies, they're interdimensional beings, they float through dimensions, they attach to you, they're very energetic, they have no body, but once again, they do affect you, so they're leaving right now. So what we're going to do now is, if you have one in the abdomen, we're going to suck out the vibration, which is left behind. So esoteric pipe through your tummy button, background in the abdomen. We're going to suck out the residual vibration. So you're going to feel your abdomen get lighter as we do it. So we'll do it 4 times. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. So our abdomen should feel a lot lighter. And don't forget, the Melchizedek beings are replicating what I'm doing in your sacred space. Right, I didn't define spirochetes and nanotet, and we didn't talk about that, but spirochetes and nanotet are HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, Morgellons. If you have any of those, the HIV, Lyme, and HIV, Lyme, and Agent Orange is a spirochete. It's a stealth pathogen. You should never apply normal energy to people with pathogens because they create huge die-off and makes them really sick and then neurotoxin. So for you guys with spirochetes and nanotet, we're going to separate you and we're going to give you tacking energy or space-time continuum energy. You guys without, which is most of you on this call, without spirochetes and nanotech replicating your body, we're going to give you normal energy. So let's comb the meridians first. So what you're going to feel is angelic hands go down your body, Melchizedek hands, or lighter where we've been. So going from your crown, down your face, the back head on the left, down your neck, across your left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out to the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, and out to the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, before we start the energies, we're going to just take a barrier of energy. So because of that being, we've got that arm just above your crown with a very thin barrier of energy. What this does is reactivate the meridians, and it shows how open your meridians are. The quicker you feel it, the more open your meridians are. So the first, second, or third time you feel that wave from head to toe, meridian's fairly open. Eighth, tenth, obviously it's less open. So head to toe, this is 15. So if you pay attention when you feel it, you'll know how open your meridians are. 14. 13. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. So most people should be feeling that wave. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, okay, last one. Right, so for you guys, even if you don't know you've got spirochetes and that, for you guys without spirochetes, not most of you on this call, you're going to start feeling spacey, light, floaty, warm, tingly. Starting that energy now, it's from the ultimate dimension, it should get pretty strong. Stronger and stronger, so you should be getting fairly spacey. You guys with spirochetes and that, if you are on this call, replicating your body, you're going to feel tacking energy. It starts off subtle, it's very electrostatic. It's very tingly electrostatic. Starts off subtle, can start in the hands and feet, but most of the time it starts the whole body. It's going to get stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, then it's going to plateau. One thing about tacking energy, you can't apply it completely on this call. So when you finish the call, move the computer away at least a couple of feet and it'll get really strong and turn to more like a plasma flow. And we will run this for about an hour after, you know, they'll keep going with the work. So let's work on everyone's liver and kidneys, because that's one thing that does get paralyzed, adrenals and obviously the liver. So so even if you've got spirochetes, they're going to locally vibrate just your liver and kidneys. So you're going to feel liver and kidneys getting warm, tingly. They're going in now, so you're going to feel tugging, pulling the kidneys. If you've got kidney stones, they're going to break them down. So if this is psychic surgery, they're breaking them down and they'll discharge out through the urine. So you're going to feel tugging, pulling there. If most people's adrenals are off through stress and anxiety, so we're going to work on them. They clear them out. It takes a bit to kickstart the adrenals. It's not just a one session thing, but it will help. So you feel tugging, pulling there. Right, everyone's liver is a little bit low, so it might be very low. If you get headaches or heavy head or brain fog, anything like that. So we're taking the liver up now. You're going to feel it getting warm too. And if you've got fatty tissue on the liver, they're going to break it down. And they're going to paste that celestial glue, that very thick energy, and it recreates tissue of the liver and gets rid of the fatty stuff. So you feel tugging, pulling the liver. Liver's going up now. So as it gets higher, your head's going to start clearing as it processes the toxins. So the average on this call has gone up to 52, so it should be getting a little lighter and lighter your head, 57, 65, 73, so your head should be getting lighter now as it starts to process the toxins in your body, because you tend to have ammonia in the brain. It's a natural toxin of the body, but if it doesn't discharge the liver, then it gets stuck in the brain. It's a neurotoxin. 78, 85, 93, 98, so 100. So your head should be a lot lighter now, clarity, and it will keep clearing over the next 5 minutes because the liver's functioning. But don't forget, if your liver was running low, about 30% or 40%, take it to 100, it'll drop back to about 50, you need to do it again, drop back to 80, you need to do it again. it should maintain itself between 90 and 100%, which is my normal, you know, kind of range for the liver. So let's work on the thyroid, parathyroid, pituitary, and pineal. Pituitary is 1 inch above the brainstem, pineal is 2 inches above the brainstem. A lot of people are closed off. So they're going to the thyroid now. If your thyroid is wonked or if you've got any polyps on it, they're going to start breaking them down. It's going to feel tugging, pulling there. If your parathyroid's off, you get osteoporosis because it leaches calcium out of the bones, get into the bloodstream. It can deposit on the inside of arteries, along come fat cells, you get blockages there. It can deposit in the kidneys, causing kidney stones, or it can deposit on the actual heart valve itself, and it calcifies, it causes stenosis, or it can deposit on the flap of the heart valve, causing regurgitation, so it's pretty destructive. So they're working on it now, and again, it's all caused by emotion. That's why so many people get osteoporosis. It's going to feel tugging, pulling there. They're going to the pituitary, which is responsible for hormone levels, so that will rebalance your hormones. So you'll feel, in the brain, you feel more like butterfly movement. And they're going into the pineal. So if your pineal's closed off, you look outside and everything's a bit dull. When you open the pineal gland, when you look at a tree, you can see every single leaf. And when you look at colours, they're going to be very vibrant and stand out because you're seeing the aura of the leaves and you're seeing the energetic and the colour. So look outside. As your pineal clears, so your eyesight will become much more profound. It's the difference between watching high-definition television opposed to an old tube one. It's that profound. So again, you'll feel butterfly movement about 2 inches above the brainstem. Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to break all soul ties that are not for your highest good. That's people you had sex with, got close to. You leave a fracture of the soul with them, so it's important to break those. So let's do that for everyone on this call and listen in the future. So, dear God, for anyone on this call and listen in the future, we're going to grab all the soul ties between that person and anybody who isn't for that person's highest good. I'm breaking them now. Command you bring the fracture of their soul back, cleanse them, put them back in their body now. We thank you, God, send you our unconditional love, so be it. So you might feel a few tears shift in your chest as those fractals come back and they get cleansed. Right, this is where we're going to do 9 biggest releases of the heart chakra. So this is not a full healing, by the way. It's just a demonstration of what it feels like. And, you know, it's helping you also, of course, especially with 9 biggest releases. So just be warned, 2 hours time, next day, you might feel like you burst into tears for 5 minutes, just bawl your eyes out, the final release, or a little bit of anger coming up, just give it to God and breathe it out. So going in now, so depending on where that emotion affects the body, you're going to feel a tightness either in the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder, or neck. It can move around depending on where the emotion affects the body and the intensity change. Can be in the head or legs, but it's more unusual. So going in now, should start feeling at times. So it's getting tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it's going to release. Breathe it out when it releases. Second one, tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Don't forget, breathe out from the chest. Third one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Fourth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Fifth one. Tighter and tighter. Don't forget, it can be in the throat 1 minute, lower back the next. It can be in your chest, it can be in your upper back, shoulders. Tighter and tighter. Then it's going to release. Sixth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it's going to release. Seventh one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter, then it should release. Eighth one, tighter and tighter, tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. Last one, ninth one, tighter and tighter, tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. Don't forget, a one-to-one session specialized groups, I do about up to 54, but we're just doing 9 because it's a safe thing, because we know everyone can cope with that. So, right, so last thing we're going to do is detox the body. So we're going to do that detox meditation, but, you know, it's actually invoking the Melchizedek beings to do this. So don't forget, you're in a portal. So what we're doing is switching toxins out of this time, include the heavy metals to a different time in the body, and then drawing them out of the body, drawing them out of space. So it's called time-space continuum switching. This feels weird, and I would say weird's great. We love weird. So 10 seconds from now, you're going to feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation coming out of your body. Can be in the feet, can be in the hands, but most of the time it's out of the whole body. So it starts off subtle. It's going to get stronger. Now we're going to step this up 3 times. If you do too fast, it upsets the autoimmune. So stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. It's going to get to a level and kind of sit there. Right, stronger again. Stronger and stronger. Then it should get to a new level and plateau and sit there. Stronger again. Stronger and stronger. Then it should plateau and get to a new level and sit there. So don't forget, that will last for about 24 hours. And that's the thing about the meditation. If you do any meditations, it's important that do that one the last, because it does last for 24 hours and it's continually detoxing your body. Like I say, a little warning, if you do it, you might get a little bit of diarrhea. 3rd or 4th day, it will settle down. Right, so let's, for everybody, let's put the, let's do the protection prayer. So I'll do it for everybody. So, dear God, I command that you create a sphere of ultimate dimension, unconditional love, around each and every person on this call, listening in the future, and their Merkaba field, to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And so we thank you, God, and we send you our unconditional love. So be it. So I hope that helped.
Oh, sure it did.
Did you feel it?
Oh, I felt all sorts of things. Yeah, from twitching under my eyelids to warmth in my back to my stomach contracting. Yeah, all sorts of things.
Yay, that's good. Yay. Mm-hmm. Bless you. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You feel spacey.
Well, I feel a little spacey. I'm going to have to stay present, though, to finish this call up. I have to stay present.
It's like, bless you.
All right, everyone, that's it. Good night.
Yeah. We're done now. Bye.
What? No, okay, beautiful. Thank you. So, you know, I'd love to hear any comments or if anyone cares to share their experience in that process, then please let us know. Just type it in if you're on the webcast page. That'd be lovely. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Christopher, it's been a wonderful show. Thank you so much for all your amazing service. I'm going to ask you if there's anything that you feel this particular community needs to hear right now, anything that's coming through to you that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, one thing I haven't shared is spirochetes and nanotech, and it's a really important thing. The lime, well, actually, Borrelia, which is a spirochete, lime is when it blows up. HIV is a spirochete. When it blows up, it's called AIDS. And Agent Orange, which is, they're almost the same spirochete. They've been manufactured. When it blows up, it's called Agent Orange blowing up. They don't have a name for it. But they're spirochetes. They're stealth pathogens. It's really important that if you do have Lyme, HIV, or Agent Orange, or Morgellons disease, it's very important to only ever use tachyon energy. Now, the reason is because these spirochetes have die-off. So if you apply normal energy to the body, what happens is they die off with co-infections, Babesia, Bartonella. So Bartonella lurks in the GI, it paralyzes it. Babesia, ammonia, all sorts of co-infections and toxins that is damaging to the brain. That's why people get MS. You know, it's from Lyme disease or one of these things, or they get Parkinson's or things like that, because the neurotoxins actually kill off nerve endings. You start to lose the memory. So it's really important, you know, if you do have any of those, and also do the whole body detox every single day to keep the neurotoxins away whilst they're healing it. The sad thing is that, you know, Morgellons is the most difficult thing to heal on this planet. It makes cancer look like a walk in the park because it's really difficult. It's little nanobots. If you have Morgellons, you have Lyme disease because they bound the spirochete to the actual nanotech, and it's actually in the chemtrail. So why do some people have Lyme disease and other people don't? Because we all have it in our body. The answer is because of Agrobacterium. If you eat GMO foods, you stand a chance of actually damaging your DNA and allowing this stuff to replicate in your body. If your DNA is robust against it, it won't replicate in your body. And that goes with HIV and Agent Orange as well. So just an important point, you know, if you do have Lyme, you know, you have to pay attention. And we only use tachinenergy. What that does is it changes the molecular structure of the spirochete to benign for the body with no die-off. So it basically fries it with no die-off. If you don't use that, normal energy will start to create, you know, it'll start to kill them off, but not fast enough to make a difference because they're cell pathogens. But it will create huge co-infections and make you really sick. So I just thought I'd point that out there because it's an important point, you know. And of course, you know, people, when you go to the doctors, the problem with Lyme disease is some days you might find, so they take a blood sample, you know, spirochetes lurk in the cells. They don't lurk in the blood, but what they do is they take a blood sample, and one day you might have all the co-infections there. Oh, you've got Lyme. The next day, three out of the five co-infections might not be there. And so they say, oh, no, you don't have Lyme. Well, you do. It's just your autoimmune's actually taking care of some of the co-infections. So it's a very precarious thing to actually diagnose, you know. And I've worked with a very world-leading toxicologist. She has an electron microscope. So if you ever want, you know, to reach out and you don't know whether you've got Lyme or Morgellons, whatever, you can always get a test by her. She's in Los Angeles, and what she does is she sends you a patch. You stick it on your bum, crack of your bum. You wear it for 10 hours, take it off, send it to her, and she'll look inside the cells on the patch and tell you exactly what you got. So, you know, it's a very misdiagnosed disease, but millions and millions. It's a pandemic, you know, where Lyme disease is crazy.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of clients with Lyme disease, and we get rid of it. But unfortunately, you know, it takes a month for every year you've had it, so it depends how long you had it, how quickly it goes, but. Well, I just thought I'd throw that in there. It's just interesting. Bless you.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Well, Christopher, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been fun. You've been certainly informative, entertaining, and you've been of tremendous service to the community with your readings and the group healing process, and just sharing with us all about Melchizedek and the healing processes. It's been wonderful. So I am in gratitude for you. For being here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Ian, for having me. Bless your heart. You know, you do an amazing job. It's all about spreading the light. We're all here to do that. You know, it's so important. And getting people back to their sovereign selves, that's, you know, that's key for me, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you, Brad.
Well, thank you so much, Christopher. Blessings to you. And thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you, Shining Lights, for being part of the community, for bringing your amazing energy. Thank you, thank you. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Son. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us here and supporting us all. Much love to everyone. Bye now. Namaste.